Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Fire Captain Mike Branderhorst and Firefighter Justin Trenkamp join us on today's program to preview this Saturday's Pella Fire Department breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. at their fire station on Main Street. Well, gentlemen, first of all, it's good to be talking to you again. Last year, kind of a disappointing thing that many things were canceled, including the annual Pella Fire Department breakfast, but it's coming back on October the 2nd. Captain, I'll start with you. First of all, what does it mean to bring this event back, to have so many people who will likely be coming out that morning, touring the fire department and seeing what you guys all have to do here?
That's great. We really missed it last year. We missed seeing everybody's face. Can't wait to get everybody back here. We really enjoy getting the community in here and it'll be good.
Well, and Justin, you know, this has kind of grown over the years. It started as a fundraiser for the Fight for Air Climb, and since then has helped other community projects. And this year, you'll be helping out your brothers and sisters of Pella Ambulance and Pella Police.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a different supporting cause for this year. Instead of supporting in-house, this year we're going to help the Pella Ambulance for a motorized gurney in the Pella Police Department on their mission to try and raise funds for the new K-9 officer.
Well, and in order to raise those funds, you're going to have breakfast and you're going to have all sorts of activities going on, including one that you just added before we started talking. Let our listeners know what they can all do on the morning starting at 6 a.m. until 10 a.m.
Well, obviously, we'll have breakfast with your normal pancakes, eggs, biscuits and gravy, and some sausage. So also, we'll have this year, we will have a dunk tank, and we're hoping to get some police officers, some ambulance guys, and maybe, if we're lucky, a couple local celebrities in there to try and help a few more dollars for these guys.
And then on top of that, Justin, the kids, this is a big event geared towards children. You guys want our community children to see a little bit about the behind the scenes of especially with Fire Prevention Week coming up and all the above.
Yeah, Andrew, we line this up every year around Fire Prevention Week, and it's a great time for the families to bring the children in and see the fire station, get a chance to see some of the trucks, see our gear, along with we'll have a stop, drop, and roll activity, along with many other fun things for the kids. Along with some great raffle prizes for the kids and for the parents.
Well, Mike, when you think about what this department has done over the years, and, you know, I'm looking back sometimes on my phone and doing searches about all the different community events you've been a part of with the Pace Golf Tournament and obviously some of the other projects you've supported community-wide. What does it mean for you as a department to come together and serve the community in this way? In this case, serving a meal and the service you do beyond responding to the calls with accidents and fires and so on.
It means a lot to us. We really enjoy seeing everybody come out and support us, and that's where this year we've seen them support us with getting our UTV, and this year we thought, you know, let's see if we can help everybody else out. We really like seeing the support of everybody here, and we really appreciate it.
Well, Justin, this doesn't happen in a vacuum. You get a lot of support for this event, and if you don't necessarily have to name names, but I know that there are always great sponsors and community partners that make this event happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't have enough time to go over all the people that were willing to support. It's so rewarding to call and ask someone if they would be willing to help, and they're always there to answer the bell. So they helped us with our UTV, which we'll have on display this year, and we're really looking forward to the support and helping the ambulance and the police department as well.
Well, Mike, what would it mean just for you to have some social interaction in the morning, too? One of the big parts of this event, and I've been every year since you've held it, is it's a big community gathering. You have these big tables set up here in the fire department. You guys are bussing tables. You guys are going around and interacting with the community. What's enjoyable about that for you, getting to see your friends and neighbors all come together on a morning?
Pretty much everything. It's just great seeing everybody's smiling face coming in, especially the kids. The way they enjoy coming in here, seeing the trucks, it's a great opportunity for them. And it's a great opportunity for us to get to know all these people.
And similar question, but what's it like for you to see that community gathering, especially having to cancel the event last year and not being able to do it?
Yeah, last year was tough, Andrew, and this year we're really looking forward to hosting this event. And it's kind of funny, Mike and I start off about 4:30 in the morning and the place is empty, and then the blink of an eye, it's full. And it's just great seeing everyone and their smile and their laugh and they're having fun. And that's what this is all about.
Once again, the Pella Fire Department's breakfast will kick off this Saturday morning at 6 a.m. and continue until 10 at their fire station on Main Street in Pella. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIACableS.com under podcasts. and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.